Hello, Malcolm here with the Sunday Sample for the 23rd of July 2017. Some of my reflections on our corporate worship this last Sunday. You'll see the text version on my website, malcolmcox.org, as well as a nice picture of Amelie and Maritza and Renat van Heerden doing the opening welcome and prayer at church in Lower Early. Well, we had an outdoor service in the morning at Watford at the bandstand in Cassiobury Park. Fantastic. And then in the afternoon, I was down in Lower Early near Reading, for those of you that don't know where it is. So I spoke in Watford. Johnson spoke in Lower Early. I really enjoyed listening to him speak. And his wife, Cicely, shared as well. And they talked about some people that we know, some people we don't, about how God has moved in India. So that was very encouraging to hear that. I loved doing the outdoor service in Watford. It's so much fun to be outdoors. And God was kind to us with the weather. It was warm enough. The preteens got involved in my sermon in a similar way to what I did in the outdoor service at Wellington Country Park a couple of weeks back in earlier in July. And I think their involvement helped their attention, and it provided a compelling illustration for the adults present as well. An improvement on my lesson in Wellington when last time I spoke outdoors was the addition of a concluding illustration about a missing lottery ticket. I won't tell you the details. You can listen to it online if you like. But I was struck by how much a powerful illustration at the end of the lesson made a difference to people's reception of the point. So it might be good for me to do something similar more often. The video of Johnson's lesson in Lower Early is up on the Thames Valley YouTube channel, and audio is on the Thames Valley Church iTunes podcast. And my audio of my lesson is also findable on the Watford Church podcast. The video isn't up yet, but it will be soon. So, note to self. Put more effort into illustrations, not to view them as a bonus, but essential. The song services went well in both locations, in particular the variety of songs, old and new, more and less familiar, traditional and more modern in Lower Early, I think helped to bring a freshness to the singing. One of the songs we sang, which is one I wrote, does need more work. It wasn't helped by the fact that we don't mic up the women, and their part was important. It's a two-part song, men's part, women's part, and the women couldn't be heard, and they don't know it that well, so we need to mic up the women next time if we do something like that. Good news, though, I've discovered a hidden guitarist in Lower Early. Francois plays the guitar. Ha-ha! Excellent. We always need more guitarists, so I'm going to send him some chords for a song this week, and we'll see if we can get him taking part next Sunday with at least one song. So, other thoughts? Well, the projector at Lower Early is pretty rubbish, and we need to buy a new one, I think. I'm going to look into that this week. The text is okay, but images are terrible, and so much of good communication is about images. So I think it's worth the investment to make sure that the pictures are clear. Reviewing promises and pledges from last week, I said that I would agree in advance who's leading which song in Lower Early. That was done. It wasn't perfectly executed, but it was done. I also said I'd use the Psalm 100 devotional for the Watford service, but that didn't happen. We just got a bit all over the place with preparation for the outdoor service, so that's a shame. But I'll use it this next Sunday, so that's my commitment for this coming Sunday. And involving Francois in the musical accompaniment is the Lower Early focus. So, what are you doing? What's working where you are? Please comment on what you're doing locally in your services. What is God teaching you? Please share your reflections by commenting at the bottom of this article so that we can all learn and grow and please God by what we do with our corporate worship. Thanks so much. God bless and see you soon.